Hi everyone, welcome back to Pronunciation Challenge. I'm Kate, it's great to see you guys. I know it's Monday again, but I hope you're not having a Monday blue, and I know how tortured it is to wake up early in the morning. So the video for today is called, Should You Use the Snooze Button? The video caught my attention at first glance because I always hit the snooze button on my phone when alarm is ringing. So my alarm clocks are like 7 o'clock, 7:10, 7:20, 7:25, etc. Like, I gave myself lots of chances to get up, and I want to know if someone's like me. So here's today's sentence. Try adopting a more regular sleep schedule. Being tired is not only a product of sleep deprivation or waking up out of a deep sleep, but also lacking a consistent schedule. Try adopting a more regular sleep schedule. Being tired is not only a product of sleep deprivation or waking up out of a deep sleep, but also lacking a consistent schedule. 好，那我们来看一下关于贪睡闹钟这个影片，它的单字有哪些？第一个单字叫做 adopt， 它是一个动词，那它是采取、采纳或者是收养的意思。例句的话就是，例如你说他不会采用我的意见的啦，你就可以说 He's not going to adopt my suggestions。好，那 adopt 还有收养的意思也蛮常见的。例如你说 Kelly was adopted by Mr. and Mrs. Huang when she was a baby， 就是 Kelly 她在她还是小婴儿的时候就被黄先生跟黄太太收养了。那 adoption 就是 adopt 的名词。下一个单字是 adapt 就是适应、适合或者是改变的意思。那如果要用在适应或适合的话，后面通常会接 to， 变成 adapt to。 好，例句你就可以说 I've adapted myself to this new environment very well， 就是这个新环境我适应的非常良好。那它的名词叫做 adaptation， 就是适应或改编的作品。例如你可以说 There are more than 100 film adaptations of Sherlock Holmes， 就是福尔摩斯的改编电影至少有100部以上。那下一个是 adapt， 它是 adept， 那它这里是一个形容词，是熟练的或是内行的意思。那你如果要说某人很擅长某事的话，你就可以用 be adept at， 然后后面的动词要加 ing。 例如你说 Joanna is adept at playing tennis， 就是 Joanna 她很擅长打网球。好，那下一个单字是 regular 是形容词，有规律的。那它的否定词是在前面加上 ir， 变成 irregular 就是不规则的。那 regulation 的话，它就是法规、规则或是调整的意思，它是一个名词。那它的动词就是 regulate 就是调整或者是让什么事情变得有条理。所以 regulate 的例句就是 Where's the air conditioner remote? I need to regulate the temperature。 意思就是那个冷气遥控器在哪里啊，我需要调整一下温度。那下一个单字的话叫做 deprivation 就是剥夺或失去，它是一个名词。像在句子里面的 sleep deprivation 就是你被剥夺的睡眠，就是睡眠不足。那它的下一个单字叫做 deprive of 它变成一个片语，那 deprive 是它的动词，就是剥夺或是使不能拥有。那 deprive 它通常要跟介系词 of 一起使用。像例句你就可以说 Personal liberty is a right that one cannot be deprived of， 就是人身自由是不可被剥夺的一个权利。那下一个叫做 deprived， 就是变成形容词，被剥夺的或是缺乏的。那句子里面是用 sleep deprivation， 是用名词说法，那它也可以等于 sleep deprived 就变成形容词的用法，那一样是睡眠不足的。下一个单字是 consistent， Consistent 是形容词，它就是一贯的、一致的，或者是始终如一的。好，那它的动词就是 consist。Consist 就是一致、符合。那通常一致和符合的话，后面的介系词是加 with。那如果是包含的意思的话，就是 consist of。那它还有第三个意思，就是在于。那如果是在于的话，就要用 consist in。好，例如你说 For me, happiness consists in cuddling in bed in a cold and rainy winter. 就是对我来说，幸福就是在又冷又下雨的冬天卷在被窝里睡觉。那下一个单字叫做 insistent. Insistent 就是坚持的。那它的动词叫做 insist. Insist 后面它会加一个介系词 on 或者是 upon. 例如你可以说My dad insisted on driving me to school. Insist on 后面加名词或者是动名词，那你也可以用主词加 insist that， 然后后面加一个子句。下一个单字是 persistent. Persistent 是执着的或者是持续的，它的动词叫做 persist。那 persist 的话就是固执的、坚持或是持续的意思。那 persist 跟 insist 都有坚持的意思，但是 persist 的话，它就是属于他坚持的事情是有难度的，或者是有人反对的事情，但是他还是有点顽强的感觉，就很顽强的去坚持它。所以后面它也是接介系词 in， 就是 persist in doing something。好，那下一个叫做 resistant。Resistant 是形容词抵抗的，那它的动词叫做 resist， 也是抵抗或是抗拒什么诱惑。例如你说 The temptation of junk food and dessert is too strong for anyone to resist， 意思就是垃圾食物跟甜点的诱惑太强大了，很少人可以抗拒它们。那以上就是今天的单字，最后我再把今天的句子念一遍。Try adopting a more regular sleep schedule. Being tired is not only a product of sleep deprivation or waking up out of a deep sleep, but also lacking a consistent schedule. So that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. Seems like night owls like me should change unhealthy sleeping habits and regulate my sleeping schedule. But honestly, it's hard for me to not use a snooze button. I don't know. We'll see.Thanks for joining me today. I'm Kate, and I will see you soon. Bye.